By now, you're probably familiar with what's known as colony collapse disorder, where honeybees disappear from their hives. Beekeepers are still losing bees, though the crisis isn't as bad as it was just a few years ago. Still, scientists are starting to look at using other kinds of bees to help pollinate crops. WAB's Molly Samuel has the story.
Joe Dickey's been picking apples in his orchard for more than 50 years. It's in McKaysville, right on the Tennessee border.
Right now, I'm just kind of lightening the load of these small trees so they won't break.
He bought the property when he was 17 with money he saved from shining shoes. He raised his family here, worked at the copper mine nearby until he retired, and now focuses on the orchard.
We've got a couple of thousand trees now. We've got 16 varieties of apples. Planted every tree with a shovel.
One thing he doesn't have to do is rent honeybees. That's something many farmers do. They need them to pollinate crops like apples, almonds, and melons. So farmers hire professional beekeepers to bring in hives, sometimes hundreds of hives holding millions of bees.
I didn't know I didn't need to because everybody else was using them.
But he didn't, because his orchard is swarming with wild bees.
The first time I came here during bloom was eye-opening for me.
Nick Stewart studies Georgia's native bees at Georgia Gwinnett College.
It looked almost like the entire orchard was kind of on fire a little bit. It was smoking a little bit, like a faint black mist. Get up in there and you actually realize it's not smoke, it's just thousands and thousands and thousands of bees, and they're all native.
There are more than 4,000 different species of bees in North America. As a researcher, Stewart hit the jackpot with Joe Dickey's apple orchard, which alone has about 150 species. One kind basically has its own bee city in the ground under the apple trees here.
These mining bees, they live in massive, massive communes. There's one over there that is probably a football field long, and every spring it's just tens of thousands of them, and they are the principal pollinator of our apples.
Stewart is studying ways to bring even more wild bees to this orchard. He's working with Professor Mark Schluter from Georgia Gwinnett College. Schluter says they're planting wildflowers to attract and feed the wild bees when the apple trees aren't blooming, so that when the trees do flower, the bees will already be here, ready to get to work.
What we have right here is this wildflower patch. I see a whole island of flowers.
Yellows, purples, and whites, everything in bloom and vibrating with bees.
You can see that they're just in a small area. You've already seen over a dozen species.
There are bumblebees, carpenter bees, a bright emerald green one with black and yellow stripes that's a kind of sweat bee. There are similar projects in other parts of the country. Mia Park teaches at the University of North Dakota. She says in some cases, wild bees are better at pollinating than honeybees.
If you are investing financially, it's pretty dangerous to invest in one thing, right? And so people try to diversify their financial portfolio. And this is the same idea that our agricultural system has really invested in one pollinator for the last few decades in honeybees.
And native bees have actually been helping out on farms all along, she says. It's just that most people weren't paying much attention to them. But relying on wild bees isn't necessarily simple. Different kinds live in different regions and pollinate different things, so it's not a one-size-fits-all science. And even though colony collapse disorder only affects honeybees, there are other challenges to native bees. Disease, pesticides, habitat loss. The federal government just moved to protect several species in Hawaii, the first time bees have been added to the endangered species list. Diana Cox Foster is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
It's not like you can just plug in a wild bee and expect them to be healthy.
Still, relying on the native bees works for apple farmer Joe Dickey. This is his first year without honeybees.
It's as good a crop as I've ever had, and I think maybe that's due to not as much frost plus the pollination, you know. But I'm real pleased with my crop this year.
The scientists say this research that's happening here and in other places isn't about replacing honeybees. It's about helping them out, having a backup plan, and supporting the wildlife that's been here all along. Molly Samuel, WABE News.